This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on Janice LaRue. The last name is LARUE. Today is July 31st of 2024. Number one, this is the clinical case of an 81-year-old female that has been referred to this office for evaluation of the chronic kidney disease. This patient has a more than 15-year history of arterial hypertension, and she has a history of cardiovascular disease that has been severe. He had a coronary artery bypass in 2010. Alterations in the rhythm, the patient had a pacer defibrillator that was just changed while she was admitted to the hospital because of back pain and a questionable history of cholecystitis. The patient underwent cholecystectomy at the same time. She has been complaining of pain in the back. This pain has been present on and off, and she seems to be in distress that is significant. The laboratory workup that was present at this time shows that the creatinine went from 1.5 to 1.86 and the BUN to 34, and there was deterioration of the kidney function. The estimated GFR is 27. There is also evidence of a protein creatinine ratio of 521 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine, and microalbumin creatinine ratio of 151. Period. I think that the deterioration of the kidney function is related to the recent admission to a hospital, the hemodynamic changes associated to anesthesia, and the procedures that she had. And the patient has the proteinuria that has to be treated, period. Knowing that the patient is in a lot of pain, that she's not eating properly, that she has been constipated, I don't think that is the right moment to start the SGLT2 inhibitor. We will reevaluate the situation in about 6 to 8 weeks, and we make our decision at that time. Number two, a patient has a severe back pain that seems to be a musculoskeletal in origin. We are going to prescribe SOMA, 250 milligrams Q8 hours. We are going to hold the administration of Flexeril at that once the patient starts taking the SOMA. We are going to recommend the hot compresses and hydrotherapy if possible. Following number, this patient has a history of bilateral renal artery stenosis. The right one has a stent, and the left one was, according to the description, 60%. A reevaluation of this condition has to be done. Since the patient has alternate pain from the left side of the back in the lumbar area to the right side, I don't think that this is related to occlusion of the renal arteries. We continue to monitor the laboratory workup in order to assess the kidney function properly. Following number, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease without the compensation, status post coronary artery bypass graft. The patient had, after the coronary bypass graft, reevaluation with another cardiac catheterization, and no intervention was necessary. Period. The patient had a recent change in the defibrillator, and she was told that she cannot have ever an MRI due to one of the main wires. Following number, status post cholecystectomy. Following number, hypothyroidism. Following number, diabetes mellitus. With a hemoglobin of A1C of 7.3. Laboratory was ordered. Paragraph, I spent 15 minutes reviewing the lab, 30 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.